Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
March 15th, the importance of communion.
All this week, Derek will be looking at how we overcome Satan by the blood of Jesus, the word of our testimony, and by not loving our lives to death. Today, he calls us to place communion at the heart of our Christian lives. We've noted that the life is in the blood, as it says in Leviticus 17, verse 11. If we want that life, we must appropriate the blood. We do that by taking communion, as well as by the word of our testimony. To me, this matter of taking communion has become extremely important. Paul quoted Jesus in 1 Corinthians 11, 25, saying, "This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Many churches think that says, "as seldom as you do it." Some of the most beautiful services I've ever attended were liturgical communion services. They were so beautiful because they held on to that fact. At one point, my wife Ruth and I came to the conclusion that we were not taking communion as often as we should. As the priest of our home, I decided that we would have communion every morning during our time with the Lord. I'm not saying that every Christian should do this, but I'm thankful that we did. We would have felt that something had dropped out of our lives if we'd omitted it. Every day when we took communion, we would say, "We receive this bread as your flesh, Lord, and this wine as your blood." I would do this in a simple, specific way, saying, "Lord, we're doing this in remembrance of you. We are proclaiming your death until you come." In communion, we have no past but the cross, no future but the coming. We do it in remembrance of the cross until Jesus comes. Let this compel us to consider whether we are really availing ourselves of the life that is in the blood. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lamb. I avail myself of the life that is in the blood through communion, and I proclaim that I overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony, and I do not love my life to the death. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.